It's a trap!
Hello and welcome to episode number 176 of Radio TCX,
your weekly source for X-Wing news and strategy.
I'm Tim Dugan.
And I'm Carson Ray. We have some pretty exciting news for X-Wing players. A long asked for and much anticipated by the competitive X-Wing community, we finally got some official floor rules. Not just for X-Wing, but for all competitive fantasy flight games.
Yeah, and this announcement's actually a pretty big deal. This is something that a lot of competitive X-Wing players have been asking for a long time, and I'd say this document's maybe a little bit overdue at this point, given how important it is to the health of the game. But I'm glad we have some now, and it's interesting to see how this is going to impact upcoming major events, like Gen Con coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so let's just dive right in.
All right, so I thought the best way we could start with this discussion about the floor rules. This is going to be a slightly shorter episode than usual. Both Carson and I are getting ready for a trip to Gen Con in Indianapolis. So we're a little time crunched here in anticipation of that trip. But I think a good way to start would, Carson, just would you like to go ahead and read the entire 18-page document in monotone just for our listeners?
I don't think anybody wants that, and I don't have time for that. I gotta pack and, you know, figure out what I'm flying.
All right, fine. We'll just do some highlights here. So this document is the official floor rules for all Fantasy Flight Games organized play competitive events. So it doesn't just cover X-Wing, but a lot of the information crosses all the games there. So it's going to have a huge impact on X-Wing, particularly how disruptions are handled at tournament events, both in games and to the event as a whole.
Right. So I think it's really important to keep in mind, you know, when we're talking about these floor rules, they mainly apply to when things go wrong. This is not going to apply to most of your games of X-Wing. You know, most of your opponents are very awesome and are just there to have a good time, just like you. And so you're not going to have any issues in your games. And this isn't there to, you know, create new issues. It's just, you know, when something does occur, now there's actually a system to address it.
And the document spells out, too, that you kind of handle different tiers of events differently. So the casual tier events, that's going to be most of like your store champion kit and lower level organized play events, are handled a little bit differently than competitive tier events, which are going to be like all the, you know, the major tournaments, the grand championships, worlds. They're handled a little bit differently. They still do
the Optimus Prime championships.
Yeah, so they do use the same system for both of them. I wouldn't worry too much if you peeked at the document and you saw all these things about warnings. They're honestly not there, I think, to affect your casual game nights or your local tournaments. It is nice to have these rules in place, though. So if you do have problems that come up from time to time, maybe a player who's not being a very good community member, causing a lot of problems at an event, now there's an officially spelled out way to deal with that that's been approved by Fantasy Flight. Whereas before, that was really up to whoever's running the tournament, whoever owned the game store. And it's not a comfortable place to be when there's not a rule set there and you have a serious problem come up.
Right. And I think, you know, part of the appeal of playing a Fantasy Flight game, you know, whether it's competitively or just at your local store, is that it's generally, you know, a much more relaxed competitive experience than a lot of other games out there. And I think, you know, the addition of these floor rules shouldn't scare you that that's suddenly changing. I think it's just there to make sure that the respectful environment of X-Wing events is preserved and perhaps improved upon.
And I think there's a lot of different reasons. It's important to have a standardized set of floor rules for a game like X-Wing. One of the things I like about the system, too, is it's a way to address both different kinds of what Fantasy Flight calls disruptions, anything that negatively impacts a tournament experience or a particular game in a tournament. One of the problems that arises when you're dealing with these kind of disruptions is that sometimes these come from honest mistakes people make. They lack certain game knowledge. They misunderstand how cards function. So they do things that break the rules of the game or cause problems for their opponent that are unfair to put on their opponent. At the same time, very rarely we have instances where players are being malicious and intentionally causing problems or breaking rules, trying to get away with that to get an unfair game advantage. This system, particularly the warning part, spells out a way where you can handle both of these different types of disruptions. So you're not going to unfairly treat players who make honest mistakes while not punishing enough players who intentionally play maliciously.
Right. And I think the warning system works really well there. You make a mistake and you just get a normal warning and you go, oh, okay, won't do that again. Thanks for letting me know. And then you can move on with your game and your tournament.
There are certain situations, though, I think players will start to see this over time if they're not sold on how important floor rules are at this point. But there are a lot of times where awkward situations arise. And when we don't have specific ways to spelled out in the rules, whether in the actual game rules or in the rules surrounding how events are run, you can enter some awkward situations as a player where you're not treated fairly. Somebody does something wrong and it negatively impacts your experience. And if there's not a great way to remedy that, sometimes that can lead to unfair disadvantages for you or even game losses that affect your tournament standings.
Right. I mean, Tim and I have both been playing this game competitively for quite a while now, and vast majority of our games have all been very positive. But that's not to say that, you know, we haven't run into some issues. And I think it's, as a player, been, for me, pretty frustrating when you do run into those issues. Even if someone didn't intend to make a game-altering mistake, you know, the mistake has been made, and it really hasn't been clear who's going to get impacted by that. And that's made it, you know, really tough for judges to make any, you know, tough calls because there hasn't been that official support previously. One thing that came to mind when I first saw this announced was, you know, there was a situation I got in at a regional or prime level event a few years ago where, you know, I was doing pretty well, only had one loss, and you're in that final round of Swiss where, you know, a loss kicks you out of the tournament and a win puts you into that top cut. And I realized a few turns after my opponent had made it, a very impactful mistake they'd made where, you know, they used an illegal combination of card abilities. They didn't work how they used it on the table. And I didn't realize it till it had gotten rid of one of my ships, which when you only have two ships, that's pretty substantial. And so, you know, I called a judge and they didn't have any support to make any decision other than this is the current game state. Sorry. And so now when we look at the floor rules, if I was put in a similar situation where opponent made a dramatic mistake, even if it was unintentional, where the game has been, you know, irreparably changed and is a game state that shouldn't arise, you know, like someone doing non-straight maneuvers on that crit where you can only do straight, so you take a damage, and then not taking an important damage there, and you realize that a few turns later, and that ship has blown up a few of your ships from its awesome position it got or something. Well, now there's going to be a few options there. You know, either it's a hard warning or it's a game loss. And that's going to be kind of up to the judge's discretion there.
Well, yeah. And a nice thing about the warning system is you build up points. We'll talk about that in more detail in a second here. But you build up points, and that way, if this opponent was making these same mistakes over the course of the day, and you were, you know, the third person to actually call this out, that player would possibly receive enough points at that point to just be disqualified from the event if they're repeatedly, whether intentionally or still just making mistakes, doing interactions that don't work or are illegal to do, then get removed from the tournament. If it's early on in the day, they get that hard warning, so that's going to make sure it's a corrective measure so they don't do that for the rest of the day or risk getting disqualified. But I also like this rule set because it does give a lot of power to the judges on the individual basis to make those calls. That was something we struggled in the game before, where when we had very minimal rules there, sometimes it didn't give judges a lot of authority to make corrective calls like that. So I think, Carson, in a case like yours, that judge would have then the discretion to make the call did this provide a big enough game advantage and we're past the point of correcting that this player has a really severe unfair advantage that might result in a game loss for them, and enabling you.
Right.
To, you know,
and I like that it's not, you know, purely black and white because there's so many case by case scenarios. So I like that it's really up to the judge's discretion there.
So let's look at some of the highlights here. Obviously, we don't want to go over this whole document. There's a fair bit of information here. I think the highlights of the takeaway, if you don't want to read the document, is the core of the new system, I'd say, is the warning system, which is basically a spelled out point-based warning system with three types of warnings: regular warnings, hard warnings, and severe warnings.
Right. And this is, you know, I feel like it's a lot like soccer. You know, you get your yellow cards and red cards. You get enough of those and you're out.
Yeah, and that varies. How many warning types you get to get disqualified varies depending on its casual tier or premier tier. The way the warnings work is a regular warning gets you one penalty point, a hard warning gets you two penalty points, and a severe warning gets you four penalty points. So if you accrue at a competitive tier event, if you accrue five penalty points, that's just going to disqualify you right away. The nice thing about this system is if you're making small, honest mistakes, you have to do a lot of those before you're going to get removed from a tournament. And Fantasy Flight spells out pretty clearly the point of the warning system is to correct mistaken behaviors in general, whether they're intentional or not. If they're just mistakes, they don't want to over-penalize you. So if you're doing something wrong, you receive a regular warning. That might feel bad for a moment. It's only one penalty point, and now you've learned to correct the behavior so you can play properly for the rest of the day. Not going to be a big deal getting one, you know, one regular warning, maybe two at an event if you make mistakes. I would encourage people to make sure they're up to pace on the rules as they are and they understand card interactions before they go to an event as much as they can.
Right. And so then for the bigger issues, you have either hard or severe warnings. I don't think you'll see too many severe warnings. That's 4 points and put you, you know, very close to being disqualified. But those are, you know, for situations where, you know, if you don't change this, you know, right now, you're out, you know. And I do like that it's a step that's, you know, it's pretty harsh, pretty severe, but it's not a disqualification. So it does still give that player a chance to correct their behavior. And then you have hard warnings, sort of the middle ground. I mean, more for either, you know, repeated minor errors. You know, you got a regular warning for it before. Well, now you've done it again. That's going to perhaps be a hard warning. Or for those bigger issues, you know, like creating an illegal game state. I think their tier system looks pretty good just at first glance.
Yeah, and I like the flexibility given judges there, too, for, you know, if you are just dealing out regular warnings, they can scale up warnings or decrease them depending on, you know, the given context of the game. If there was a reason a person received a hard warning, but there was some just cause for them taking whatever action they did, they can get that downgraded to a regular warning. Whereas if you just repeat the small infractions, the judges have the authority to uptick that to a hard warning. At the end of the day, though, the head judge who's overseeing the event has to look into all disqualifications. So you don't have to worry about just, you know, rogue, smaller level judges randomly disqualifying people. One of the other things I like about this document is it goes into more detail about unsporting conduct at the event. A lot of that stuff that goes outside of the game, which I think is good to have pretty clearly spelled out. Fantasy Flight is taking a pretty hard stance on things like, you know, aggressive behavior and harassment, which have really no place in any gaming community. So taking a hardline stance on those is really good. Those kinds of misbehaviors are going to be treated pretty aggressively by judges. So that's better for a community. Everyone should be safe and comfortable going to X-Wing events. We're all there to have an enjoyable
right.
time.
I mean, this is what we're choosing to do with our free time. We shouldn't have any, you know, severe negative behaviors. We shouldn't be subject to that or have to put up with that. So I like that as well.
And one of the big topics of debate recently that we don't want to talk about a lot has been slow play and stalling in X-Wing. And this document does address that a little bit.
Right. This was one of the things that really stood out to me. I think we won't have to deal with Fortressing ever again. That's just my quick read. We'll see what happens, but you know, slow play and deliberately stalling were both addressed here in this document. The big difference there is intent between whether you're playing slow or deliberately stalling to gain an advantage. And you know, the first way to address that is they suggest that you just communicate with your opponent, you know, and say, hey, you're taking a little too long to set dials. I'd appreciate if you sped it up a little bit.
And you have the option there, obviously, if you do think it's a serious problem, to call a judge over. And, you know, in most cases, them warning the other player to pick up their pace of play should be enough to correct the behavior. That's why we have the warning system there. They do specify slow play is strictly unintentional, the way they qualify it. So hopefully the warning would be enough. If they continue to repeat the behavior, the judge can issue higher level warnings, issuing more penalty points until the behavior is corrected, up to issuing them a game loss if it's causing a serious problem in your game.
Right, and I don't think we'll see too much issue with that. What I do like that's really expressed here is defining what stalling behavior is a bit, or giving judges tools to really deal with stalling behaviors. And so they just kind of define stalling as, you know, any intentional way you're trying to gain advantage through delaying the game. Whether that's, you know, really taking a long time on all of your dial setting or activations, because, you know, there's only going to be one or two turns left and you're up on points, that could be a intentional stalling to gain an advantage. Or, you know, sitting with your ships in a corner, maybe one of them's K-turning back and forth for turn after turn after turn. That's also probably a form of stalling. And if you call a judge and they agree that that's stalling, what I like is that they've classified stalling as cheating, which I think I agree on, all those forms. You know, that's not how you're supposed to win a game of X-Wing. You're supposed to be playing at the appropriate pace. You're supposed to, you know, be playing the game of maneuvering. That's what X-Wing's all about. You can't just sit in a corner forever. And so, you know, opting to not do that to gain advantage is a form of cheating, and it's cool to see that explicitly expressed here.
And pace of play is a huge topic right now in the X-Wing community, and it's a very tricky discussion too, because we don't have set time thresholds for how long it should take to set dials or activate ships. So a lot of that burden is going to be on judges to make the call, observe a player's play, and decide, okay, are they intentionally trying to stall the game, which would be cheating, or are they just a little slow and all they need is a warning? That's going to be up to the discretion of the judge. So a little bit more burden on judges, but it's good to have these rules spelled out at least partway. Obviously, this document will get updated from time to time, I'm sure, to address problems that arise in the future. But for now, I think it's a really good step forward for X-Wing competitive play. Brings a lot more dignity to the competitive game, having these formalized rules here. So I'm actually very excited to see how these play out in the upcoming major events like Gen Con this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is an amazing step forward. You know, I wish we had it a few years ago, but I'm glad we finally have it. So as we mentioned, Tim and I will both be at Gen Con. Actually, all of Radio TCX will be there. John's going to be there as well, competing. So if you see any of us, please be sure to say hi. We always love meeting you.
We'll try to get some pictures of us up online, maybe on Twitter, at least on the Facebook page. So I realize a lot of you probably don't know what we look like because we don't tend to post a lot of photos. But if you do happen to recognize us,
I'll be the goofy looking dude that it says Ray on the back of my shirt.
And I'll probably be walking around with a really broken Radio TCX shirt that we really need to order some new ones of those, honestly.
Yeah.
Either way, though, if you do see us at the event or recognize our voices, that happens sometimes. Don't feel afraid to come up and say hi. Obviously, if Carson's playing a game of X-Wing at a tournament, maybe wait till the round's over. But if you see me anytime there, feel free to come up and talk to me. We always love to meet you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Radio TCX. If you like the show, please go on to facebook.com/radiotcx and like our Facebook page.
You can follow us on Twitter at Radio TCX Podcast.
And if you really enjoy the show, please go on to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review along with a comment saying what you like about the podcast and why others would be interested in listening.
If you want to support the show directly, please consider going on to patreon.com/radiotcx and becoming a supporter of the show today. It really means so much to us. Because we will be, you know, at Gen Con, and that's a very long event, we're going to be getting back well past our normal record time. So our episode will be a little late next week, but it will probably be a rather long episode. You know, this is a short one. We know there's going to be a lot of content. This is, you know, the first real big event with Wave 4 and the points updates. So there'll be a lot to talk about next week. So we'll get you, a pretty big episode, but it'll be a little late.
Yeah, so just be patient with us. We want to get you the best content we can. So we will talk to you probably a little bit late next week.